Cheers, mate. No, much appreciated. He's such a tough horse, and we knew he's in great form. We had a bit of a luckless last two runs, just not drawing the right barriers. But today we thought if he got the right run, it'd be very hard to beat, and he didn't disappoint. So magical run, great train effort from Sam and Anthony, and we're wrapped for the team and we're wrapped for the horse.
Hey, Tim, Mick Sharkey here. I'm having a look at this horse's form heading into the Geelong Cup today. Now that he's won it, oh, geez, I reckon he's going better than he was last year going into the Melbourne Cup. Would you agree?
Well, 100%, Sharkey. If you look at last year, he obviously had the mishap in the Herbert Power. So we had to rethink the program for him, and the Geelong Cup wasn't even on his program last year. I think he missed the Geelong Cup by 4 or 5 lengths, and we had the Melbourne Cup run because we obviously won the Ramsden, but we were going to the Cup with a bit more hope and optimism rather than confidence. So this year he's come in perfect form. He's had a great, this is his fourth run in. He'll be peaking on his fifth run. And one thing we do know, he does get the 3,200 metres and he loves Flemington. So hopefully Greg does the right thing and gives us only a half. We probably need to get into the Cup.
Yeah, you'll be looking at that closely, Tim. And you mentioned the interrupted prep last year. I remember after you guys won the Andrew Rams and how exciting the ownership group was. It probably is a bit of a different feeling now because you know that this horse is ready for that step up to the extra distance, and coming off a win like that, you must be so excited with the rest of the ownership group.
Well, I think the ownership, we're all good mates. So I think one of the things, Geelong's probably missed a good scene in the mounting yard this year. But anyway, hopefully, we can make up for it in other ways. But I think at the end of the day, obviously he had an injury earlier in the year, and we missed the autumn, which was probably a godsend. Gave him a bit more time, and Anthony and his team's been able to bring the horse up to peak fitness and perfectly timed. So we're only 2 weeks out from the Cup, and you couldn't have him in any better shape. So hopefully he pulls up well after the run. And, fingers crossed we're in there and draw well and will be a shot, I think.
Have you had many horses, Tim? And how did you get into Steel Prince?
I've probably at any point in time got between 20 and 30 horses, some yearling, some overseas. We do buy a couple of years overseas through a good mate of ours, Justin Bain, from Bain Bloodstock. So Juzzy's always on the scout for buying horses. Typically, he buys them off maidens and generally three-year-old geldings. So if we can bring them out here right and they can acclimatise, we at a peak, we think we can get to them to Saturday class and maybe sometimes higher and some recoup your money. But we've been quite lucky. We've had Steel Prince, who's obviously done well for us. We've got another one, Just Benjamin, who missed the spring, but will be good for the autumn. And Aussie Nugget's another one that hopefully will be back in the next few weeks. So we've got a few of them, and we're always looking. So, yeah, we do. It's not a race for your target. We're not a Melbourne Cup targeting crew, but we actually do like to, have the stays because we know we can actually have a bit of fun with them.
Well, Tim, you might even get a race-to-race double because you've got Wild Vixen about to go off in the Black Pearl here at Geelong. Are you a fan of the Black Pearl? Wasn't that Pirates of the Caribbean? Wasn't it something from that? You a fan of that series?
Yeah, mate, I'm not a big fan of that, Sharky, but Black Pearl was there. Martin of Fire, great English winger for Balmain. He was Chariots of Fire, so they used to call him the Black Pearl. But, Wild Vixen, first up today. She's been a great horse for us. We own her in the majority of her with Levi Kavanagh. We've also got the half-sister, Queen's Authority. And she did very well last year to actually... last prep actually to win the Nitschke in Adelaide over 1400 metres. We had a run on Cup Day last year over 1400 metres, but she bled unfortunately that day. So today's first up, she'll run quite well today, but we're actually targeting Melbourne Cup Day for her over the 1400 listed race for fillies and mares.
Gee, it could be a big Cup Day.
Well, we've got another one, XS Funds actually. He ran very well last week in the listed race at Caulfield last Wednesday. So hopefully he gets a run, and we've got a good three chances for Cup Day. So we've never had a winner. I've never had a winner in the Carmel, but we've had a lot of placings. We're looking forward to it.
Now, Tim, we couldn't get on course, but we want to know, how did you celebrate the races today or the race? And there would have been a bit of excitement about 200 out from home or some nerves as well, but how did you celebrate?
Yeah, we're all pretty separated, all the boys, so obviously we're trying to get the Cup Day happening. We're just in front with family watching on the TV, but pretty exciting, you know. It's probably some good vision will come on Twitter later tonight after all the boys up all over their vision. So we'll keep a lookout for that. So it's been fantastic. And, you know, we were all pretty relaxed coming in today. We were pretty, you know, we thought if the horse was good enough and wins, it deserves its place in the cup. If it doesn't, you know, we're not going to push the horse or, you know, and we were quite happy to fall back into a Queen Elizabeth. So hopefully we can get into the cup after that run. But history shows that the Geelong Cup's such a good lead-up race for the Melbourne Cup that I'll be hesitant to guess that they'll be hard to beat not to put him in there for a half a kilo penalty at least. And I think he'll sit on 53 kilos if that's the case.
For us mere mortals who can only dream of having a runner in the Melbourne Cup, I think the Shark has experienced what the thrill and excitement is like. But what was the build-up like last year, having a runner in the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, look, it was fantastic. Last year the VRC were unbelievably good. Like, they took, obviously, with the managing owners of the horse, and we had everything. They looked after us in the, you know, we had a nice function down the Botanical Gardens. We had, obviously, the parade. With so many good events were there, and obviously Cup Day was a huge event. I think we had a marquee with about 100 of us down there on the field, and we all had a ball. A great build up to it. The difference probably this time is last time we knew we were in there 6 months beforehand, so we just wanted the horse just to be safe to get there. Now we're in well, he deserves his spot now given his recent form. So it's a different sort of feeling. I think it's a more of let's get him there, let's draw well, and hopefully. Fingers crossed we get a good run, you know, and we're in form at least to run in. You know, it's a dream to win one. It's probably not on our radar. If we won one, it would be enormous. But, you know, your focus is on at least a top 10 finish, and, you know, into the placings would be great as well.
Is John McNeil locked in, or who's riding him in the cup?
I don't know. We haven't actually had that discussion. I thought Jai was actually committed to another horse. But, look, as you know, this time of the year, the jockeys are in and out. Horses get scratched, you know, they don't make it. We haven't locked down Melbourne Cup jockeys yet. Obviously, with the 53 kilos, you're going to have one that can make the weight. You know, Mark Zara rode him well last start. Jai had a great ride on him. No reason for the change. It's just been a flick around between the two. So hopefully someone puts their hand up and, you know, we have got a jockey that, you know, can ride the weight. But I think that'd be the least of our problems. But no, we haven't had a jockey in yet. We'll probably have the chat with the Freedies probably within the next week or so.
I think you'll find someone. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a problem there.
And Maggie wants a signed photo of Steel Prince. She racked up the $7 yesterday and declared him.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I saw was $9.50 when the noms first came out, and I looked at it and go, well, okay, I thought we'd be shorter than that. I've got a rule, I don't punt on my own horses racing. So you don't want to get disappointed twice. If they lose, you know, you're disappointed. You don't want to lose the money as well. And there's plenty of prize money on offer. So I'll let it go through the keeper. But good luck to those who got the early odds. I thought he was way over. And I was actually shocked today. He came into $3.40. I'm not sure his starting price, probably around $3.50. But it was a big, big go, I would have thought.
Yeah, Maggie opened the shoulders. It was carnage. Congratulations, Tim. It's a great story. And you're headed, I'm sure you'll get something, which will get you in once again to the Lexus Melbourne Cup. Enjoy the ride. Yeah.
Sharky, just text me. I'm Greg Carpenter's mobile. We'll all be good.
No worries, mate. I'll get it to you now.